Wednesday, 9:30.
Paris, London, too. Great places for a honeymoon.
We can go any place we like, Brad.
You're cute, Mary. Here, I'd be happy if we stayed right here.
Life isn't all coasting downhill.
Yeah, you're sure right. I'm going to take this business of being married real serious.
Darling, you'd better slow down.
Yeah. Hey, the brakes, Mary, they won't work!
Goodyear presents The Sounds of Darkness. Good evening. The Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company, makers of passenger, truck, and tractor tires for every requirement in South Africa's farming, commerce, and industry, bring you Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the sounds of darkness. Tonight's Sounds of Darkness, you will hear Tony Jay as Lee Masters and James White as Johnny Bridges. Others in the cast are Melody O'Brien, John Hayter, Kerry Jordan, and Hugh Rouse. Now let's join the world of Lee Masters in tonight's Sounds of Darkness. Pressure Point.
Oh, come in, Lee. This is Miss Bowers, Miss Mary Bowers.
How do you do, Miss Bowers? My assistant, Johnny Bridges.
Lee Masters, FBI agent.
How do you do, Mr. Masters?
Sit down.
Here, Lee.
Oh, thanks.
He's blind.
Oh, yes, Miss Bowers, Lee Masters is blind.
But...
Miss Bowers, we're often distracted by all we see. Lee isn't. His powers of concentration, deduction, and heightened senses, other than sight, are quite extraordinary. And I think in your case, we might be able to make particular use of them. That's why I specially asked headquarters to send Mr. Masters here to help out.
I really don't see why, Mr. Bald. I mean, all I want is for somebody to talk to Bran and protect him for a while.
Well, whether you like it or not, Miss Bowers, you are an important person.
Mary Bowers. Only daughter of Len Bowers, died in 46, leaving a fortune estimated at $26 million, made from marketing the package rather than the goods. Mrs. Bowers predeceased him by 2 years, and the entire fortune was left in trust to the daughter, Mary Bowers. An income to be enjoyed by her so long as she remains single. On marriage, a quarter of the fortune goes to her. The remainder will to the Bowers Foundation. The Denver News, February
24, 1946. That's right. But, Mr. Masters, how? It's amazing.
Miss Bowers is thinking of getting married, Lee.
Uh-huh.
Oh, but there's nothing like that about Brand. Mr. Galloway, I mean. Not what you're thinking. He'd be the last man to go fortune hunting. And as you know, he's the one these dreadful accidents have been happening to.
accidents, Miss Bowers?
Oh, yeah. Brakes of his car tampered with, nearly fatally. An elevator door prized open. He nearly fell. An electric switch shorted, so he nearly electrocuted himself. Oh, and some more.
So you've got to protect him from the murderer.
Or the murdered, Miss Bowers.
I told Mary, I told her I didn't want a fuss made.
Not even when somebody tried to kill you?
They didn't succeed. Let's forget the whole thing, Mr. Masters.
Mr. Galway, your fiancée might have been killed. Do you want to forget that?
I want to be left alone.
For somebody to have a crack at you again, Mr. Galway? You like attempts being made on your life?
No, of course not. There won't be another attempt. Good day, gentlemen.
No, Mr. Galway, I don't think the next one will be an attempt. I think it might very well be successful.
Somebody's after this guy, you reckon? Somebody wanting to marry that fortune themselves?
I don't think they need worry. Mr. Galway is married already.
What? It gets me. How do you know Galway's married?
I can tell because I can't look at them. Faces change, but voices don't. His real name's Galowski, and he was up on a confidence trick charge years ago. I remember he made quite an impassioned appeal.
To you all, to try and understand why I did it. It wasn't for profit or gain. It was purely a friendly gesture. The fact is, I stood to lose more than the man who now accuses me. I don't plead for my wife, who even now is in hospital.
Having a baby, as a matter of fact.
Yeah? And what did he have?
6 months to think about it. Come on, Johnny. Brand is going to get some phone calls. Let's get the phone tapped and record all his calls.
Galway got this first call just half an hour ago, Lee.
Play it.
Got back and phoned you at once. I don't understand. Why on earth should the FBI be interested?
I don't know.
Well, it doesn't matter, darling. You know what?
No, Mary, what?
I think we should get married at once.
Oh, I think that's a great idea, just great.
Mm-hmm.
I always say great minds think alike. Funny enough, if you hadn't suggested...
Did they get anything else?
Yeah, there was
I'll
a call
right
after this one.
Let's hear it.
This time, there won't be a next time for you.
You said there wasn't
a... Galway, I like that. I don't know who the other guy is.
Listen here, Robert. If you try anything like that again, so help me, I'll go to the police.
And tell them the beautiful story who I am? Don't make me laugh. How's dear Miss Bowers?
You'll leave her alone. You young idiot. You might have killed her.
Too bad. And I will next time.
Now listen, Robert. You do anything to her and I'll kill you with my own hands.
Don't worry. When it happens to her, it'll happen to you at the same time. Nice, eh? Hello?
I've got nothing more to say to you.
That's it.
Play it back. That bit right at the end. He said, nice, eh? And then there was a pause.
Yeah, sure.
With my own hands.
Don't worry. When it happens to her, it'll happen to you at the same time. Nice, eh?
Well, that's it.
Quiet.
Hello?
Okay, I've got nothing more to say to you.
You listen to silences, Lee?
Silences talk loudest. Pass me the directory.
We didn't get the caller's number that time. It came right after the first call and the engineer... Hey, you looking for something?
The business listed part. They use a lighter paper. All right, Johnny. Clocks and watchmakers.
Sure. Accountants, bricklayers, banks, carters, Here we are.
Read them out.
Adams, Burnside, Devels.
The first names.
Reg Adams, Burnside and Fisher, David Devels, Bruce Hallam, Rob Jackson.
That one.
Rob Jackson? Robert?
Address.
2230 Southside.
In that pause between him saying nice, A, and hello on the tape, I can hear clocks ticking.
More than I can.
Well, when we get there, you'll be able to see them.
And he called the man on the phone Robert. Gee, we make a great team.
Watchmaker?
Yeah, watches, clocks, rings, usual sort of place.
All right, let's go in and see if Robert's the usual sort of man.
Sure, the door's this way.
Yeah, this is the place.
And the counter's over this way. There must be Robert behind it. Young chap, pale, looks seedy.
Yeah? Is there anything I can show you?
It's a remarkably fine piece of craftsmanship.
Oh, you mean this porcelain, a figure of a shepherdess?
It's not so good. Well, you can have it for $20.
You might be giving away a fortune, Mr. Jackson. You see the eyes?
Made in Germany. Job lot.
Look closely.
I don't see anything.
Perhaps you're right. For a moment, I thought it was Dresden.
Well, it's made there. Martin.
Keeping a store, watch and clock mending, requires a delicate touch, Mr. Jackson. Your hands are more like those of a mechanic's.
I've got a right to a hobby. Look, if I like mucking about with things, it's none of your business, is it?
We're from the FBI. And everything becomes the business of the FBI, sooner or later. Because sooner or later, everything has some bearing on criminal activities.
Are you accusing me of something?
No, Mr. Jackson. Finding out about you.
Now, look, I've had enough. Now, go on. Get out. I know my rights.
Sure, sure. Your rights are within the scope of the law. But when you step out of the law, you're walking into barred places.
Hey, that's good. Barred places, see, it means...
I'm sure Mr. Jackson knows what I mean, Johnny. Shall we go?
Yeah, this way.
You know, I'd like to be a clockmaker. Everything precise, everything fitting. Wheels going round in perfect synchronization.
I gotta hand it to you, Lee. Neat. Very neat. Talk of the China shepherdess, and these hands get close enough for you to smell the oil and grease.
I smelt more than that.
Oh, yeah, the nicotine stains on his fingers. So, what do we know? He smokes too much. He's nervous. And those hands do car repairs more than watches.
Not bad. But I learned far more than that.
You did?
Yeah. The stains on his fingers weren't nicotine.
They weren't?
No. Picric acid.
Huh?
It's a strong dye. Unmistakable smell.
A dye?
And it's used for other things as well.
Yeah? Such as?
Explosives, Johnny. Explosives.
I don't get it. Why? All right, we find Robert Jackson, but why do we have to find a private investigator?
If you were going to arrange an accident, wouldn't you have to find out his movements first?
Yeah, sure, but... Oh, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Hey, so you think the Jackson's going to blow up Galway?
Tick-tock.
A time bomb?
Looks like it, doesn't it? He's got the time bomb. All we've got is the time before the bomb goes off.
Oh, Galway.
Right.
Yeah. We'll put two men onto it. It's a big case. A big case. Matter of fact, we've been called in to help the FBI out. Yeah, who are you?
FBI.
You understand, it's a gag. Just a gag to impress the customers. There wasn't anybody on the other end.
I'm Lee Masters. This is Johnny Bridges.
Hi.
Lee Masters. The blind... The famous Lee Masters?
We all have our afflictions, Mr. Shane.
Yeah, mine's at home. Well, what can I do for you?
Is Mr. Brand Galway on your books?
Galway? Well, he's not on our books. I mean, he's not a client.
The subject of investigation?
Yeah.
And the client is Mr. Robert Jackson, 2230 Southside.
That's right. Just a routine check. He wants to know what Mr. Galway's doing and so on.
And what is Mr. Galway doing lately?
Well, he's taken off two ways. First, he's taken off into matrimonial fields. Then he's taken off literally for the honeymoon. Just a moment. Yeah, he's booked himself and wife on Transcon flight 208 to Los Angeles and on to Hawaii on a Pacific flight.
When?
Tomorrow.
Have you told your client, Robert Jackson?
About half an hour ago. Do you want I should contact him?
No, we'll do that. Now.
You are listening to Pressure Point. Tonight's Sounds of Darkness brought to you by Goodyear, the greatest name in rubber.
Anyone there?
Having trouble?
Oh, wasn't it obvious the way you're in a hurry? Call for a package. Nobody's there. Right here.
All right. I'm coming.
Oh.
I guess he's working on something out back.
Huh?
Oh, sorry to keep you, Mr. Buckland. A bit of repair work I could...
Yeah, but...
Oh. Oh, it's you.
In person.
Now, look, mister, I was here first. I don't know what business you have with this man, but I'm here to pick up a package.
Go ahead, Mr. Buckland.
Oh, thanks. That package, Mr. Jackson, the one I ordered earlier, paid for it, too. Here's the check.
Yeah, Mr. Buckland, here we are.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, well, I'll see you. I'm sorry to rush. Flying to Fiji first thing in the morning. Bye.
Well?
You're in touch with a private agent, Mr. Jackson. He's checking on the movements of Mr. Galway and passing the information on to you.
So? That's a federal offense, is it?
Mr. Galway's real name is Galofsky. And that's your name, too, isn't it?
Well, so what? You can use a name without being arrested for it.
And being Mr. Galway's son doesn't get you arrested either.
His son? How did you... Well, of course it was obvious, but I didn't know you were onto it too, Lee.
Your mother died 5 years ago. She died in a car accident. Your father was driving, and although no charge was brought against him, you believed he'd done it deliberately. And you decided to take the law into your own hands.
You can say it, but can you prove it?
You're using picric acid. Out in the back there, you're making explosives. You're a clockmaker.
All right. So, what do you want to do about it?
Take you in for questioning.
Suspicion's good enough, Lee. We could hold him for a few days.
Yeah, but not long enough.
How's that? We got him. We got...
What you don't get... is that he's already planted his bomb. It's the tone of his voice. You're watching his face. The boys in there are watching his face. I'm listening. He's sure of himself. Not that he'll be arrested, but that he doesn't care.
But to blow up his old man, I talk of the dead.
I will not have interference. My son is harmless. You can say psychotic if you like, but all his pranks in the past have been just that, pranks.
Pranks, Mr. Galway? Pranks?
Harmless. And you needn't think telling Mary about my past will make any difference. We love each other. Sure, I didn't tell her about my wife's death. You did. But that hasn't made any difference at all. She phoned. I explained. She's happy.
Mr. Galway, your son's a clockmaker. He knows about explosives. You're going on your honeymoon by plane. What does that suggest to you?
You told me yourself you've taken him in. All right, he's in. We're off on our honeymoon.
If he does get at you in a plane, that means your wife is with you and both of you get killed. Not to mention the rest of the passengers.
You're the FBI, Mr. Masters. It's up to you to see that the plane is safe.
We'll do our best. Well, we'll be seeing you, Mr. Galway.
I doubt it, but we're going to be on that plane.
So will we, Mr. Galway. So will we.
Oh, no.
What's it say, Johnny?
Code 660.
HQ? About Jackson?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Reads, subject talking, boasting, quote, they can't do anything about it now, unquote. Ends. Oh, no. That means he's planted it.
Yeah. I'll have a word with Mr. and Mrs. Galway. Just received a message from headquarters. Your son, Mr. Galway, boasts, to quote, they can't do anything about it now. You realize what that means?
You took him in. How come he's got away with it?
Because he's clever. Even if he hasn't got away with it, he's going to put us through hell until we land.
What is it, Brad?
Nothing, dear. Just something that's come up. You're so clever, you do something about it.
I tried to, but you didn't cooperate.
What's that got to do with it? You're the FBI, it's your job.
What's your job, Brad?
That fool son of mine really has planted a bomb.
You're not going to do anything about it. You're going to sit there and let us be blown up, Mr. Masson?
Please, Mrs. Galway, things are bad enough without having a panic on board. There are other passengers, you know.
I knew you were a fool. Now I know you're a blind fool.
Easy, darling.
Well, why doesn't he do his job?
Mr. Galway, he might have somehow got you to bring it aboard. Did he give you anything? Do you carry anything he could have planted it in?
No, I don't think so. Wallet and luggage, that sort of thing. I haven't got any hand luggage.
Mrs. Galway?
Don't ask me. Through your bungling, we're all liable to be killed.
Johnny.
What is it, Lee?
I may be able to hear. The jet noise might not drown out something ticking. You go along to the flight deck. Tell the captain who you are and what's happened. Tell him to stand by.
Right.
Don't rush. Stroll.
Okay.
I'll wander down the aisle on my way to the washroom.
Well, good luck. Very good luck. And good listening.
What's happening now? Look at him. Wandering away as if nothing matters.
Well, he's blind. Blind people can hear better.
For all my life, and believe me, travel's not for me.
Pardon me. You're Mr. Buckland?
I don't know you, sir.
We met in the clockmakers.
Oh, did we? Well, I don't remember. When I travel, sir, I prefer silence rather than idle chatter with strangers. Silence, sir. It's golden.
Silence. Silence. Of course. One thing that'll set it off that's silent.
I don't get you, sir.
A package. He gave you a package, the clockmaker.
Sure, a retirement presentation. I took it in to get the engraving out of.
Have you got it with you?
Huh? I don't see, sir, what that's got to do with you.
Have you got it with you?
Well, the captain says...
That package this man collected from Jackson's when we were there. Is it here?
Sure, it's on the floor.
Here, I don't know what you think you're doing, but obviously...
FBI. Huh?
I got it.
Get the wrappings off. Unmistakable. Jellic night. Where would it be? In the base?
Yeah, it unscrews.
A barometer. Aneroid. The higher the plane goes, the lower the pressure. The needle moves.
Yeah, there's a wire across, but just wait a minute, Lee. The plane is pressurized.
Not the luggage hold, Johnny. And that was the chance our friend Robert the clockmaker was hoping for. A bulky awkward package like this will normally go in the luggage compartment. But Robert wasn't to know that we were going to search the plane and luggage. So with the delay, there was no time for Mr. Buckland here to send his package luggage freight. Instead, he took it as hand luggage.
And thank heaven for that.
Goodyear Builder.
L.A. Dear old L.A. and ground under our feet.
Well, everybody's got to come down to earth sometime.
I guess I owe you an apology, Mr. Masters. Sure, I knew my boy was after me, but, well, I get like all fathers. You think he's a good boy, really.
It's over now.
But not for him. I didn't kill my first wife, you know. It was an accident, pure and simple.
But Robert didn't think so.
No. As a matter of fact, after the time I got engaged to Mary here, he didn't really mean me harm. Not harm.
But afterwards?
I guess, well, he thought I was responsible for her death. It was just too much for him when I'd marry again. What'll happen? To him, I mean.
Well, it'll be more treatment than penitence. But I think it'll be a long, long time before he can play any more pranks.
So ends tonight's Sounds of Darkness, presented for your entertainment by the Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company. Makers of world-famous passenger tires, truck, and tractor tires for every requirement in South Africa's farming, commerce, and industry. Join us next Friday and every Friday night at 9:30 when Goodyear will again present the blind detective Lee Masters in The Sounds of Darkness. Thank you.